G'day trendsetters, welcome to episode 47 of the Cycles Move podcast. My name is Tim Egg and yes, I'm back. Good to have your company. I'm super pumped to be back. I've finally got my recording studio set up at the new house. Well, it's really my daughter's recording studio. I'm just using it as well, using her as a vehicle to get what I want. So I'm pumped. If you guys have any questions, all you got to do is go jump over to cyclesmooth.com. Up on the homepage there, it says submit your questions. Click on that bad boy, type away, make it super specific, all about you, and that will help me help you, which is all good. But before we get cracking on today's question, don't forget, from the 1st of June, I've got the 3-month cycling challenge. So that's where we all get together and we all cycle for 3 months straight. Every day we ride. It's all very structured sessions. There's information on the session. You get basically old backup. I'm getting too ahead of myself. I'm too excited about this. It's a cycle challenge where we're going to take our cycling to the next level. It's for every day we cycle for at least, you know, a minimum 20 minutes if that's all we can fit in, but most sessions are around or about 1 hour. It's very structured. It's June, July, August. We're gonna take it up a notch. It's a one-off payment of just $20, Australian $20, and then you get all these sessions uploaded into your Final Surge account. You can link your Garmin and power meters and all sorts of stuff to it, and you can ask me questions, leave feedback, comments on it. I get it, and I can send back replies, and it's going to be great. I'm doing it for myself, and that's how it started coming about. So I'm super pumped. All you got to do is go to cyclesmooth.com, and up on the top there it says cycling challenge. Click on that; it will have more information. So yeah, I'm pumped. I'm really happy with that. I can't wait to actually get into it. Anyway, today's question comes from Trent. I'll just bring it up here because I'm just babbling away. During my group rides, I am often getting dropped when others decide to increase the pace. What would be some good intervals you would recommend so I can stay with the group? I'm a big fan with something like this. There's a couple of options. You can either just keep on trying with them and hope that, you know, I got to the pub before I got dropped, and made it to the next set of traffic lights before I got dropped, and you just slowly but surely hold on. Or, as you said, you want to do some intervals. I'm a big fan of mix-up sessions, especially for something like this. So it's and things really start heating up towards the end. So that's kind of where you're packing a lot of your punches for the training session. So for instance, something like 12 times 4 minutes followed by 12 times 1 minute. I'll name a couple of sessions here, but you'll notice on a lot of these sessions I've either got, you know, x amount of 1 minute efforts right at the end, or x amount of 30 second efforts right at the end. And so you want to, you know, maybe do a 15 minute, you know, let's say over an hour and a half ride. You keep it mostly moderate to it, then keeping in mind that you need to cool down, but you throw a 15-minute sweet spot session into it, followed by 2 times 1 minute. That's just a good basic start. So you're already riding, you know, in your sweet spot, 95% of threshold, and then you're just instantly going into 2 times 1 minute efforts. And in between these 2 times 1 minute efforts, you might, you know, have 30 seconds easy and straight into another one. So you're not really recovering. And then sometimes you might give yourself 5 minutes easy spin in between and then really hammer that 1 minute hard. But you can play around with that. So week one, you might go 15 minutes sweet spot followed by 2 times 1 minute. Next week, you might go 3 times 1 minute at the end, and you can play around with it. Also, stuff like 15 minutes sweet spot followed by three times 5 minutes, plus a sprint at the end. Things like 4 times 4 minutes with 4 times 1 minute. What's some others? 6 times 4 minute with 10 times 30 second efforts at the end. Another one I like is 6 times 6 minutes plus 6 times 6 minute efforts with 5 minutes easy in between, followed by a 5 minute effort, and then without resting after that 5 minute effort, you're putting in 1 minute max effort.
So you'll love that session. Is it, you can play around with it, but these you're constantly going for, you know, going into tempo, up the threshold, back down to you know, zone two, straight up into VO2, and then going anaerobic capacity. So you're constantly going, they're called mix up. So you're jumping and you're chopping and changing a lot. Also, you know, have you got the volume in the legs too? That's another quick question you've got to ask yourself. And then have you got the strength in your legs? At what point when they start picking up the pace, are you backing off? Is it once it starts getting up hills? Do you start needing, are you doing any strength work on the bike? Meaning, are you doing any low cadence work on the bike? Maybe one of those weeks you should be doing some strength work, some low cadence, you know, the downing your, one thing a lot of cyclists don't do is, you know, apart from riding up some hills, that's the best strength work they're generally getting, but structured work, meaning you drop that cadence right down to 45, 55, 65 RPM and you just grind those big gears. People, you know, so a cyclist, we like those high cadence, and you see another person grinding away at 60 RPM. I had it just not there, well, what was it, 6 weeks ago, I had a 30 minute effort I was doing with my cadence at 60 RPM, I think it was. And I actually had a cyclist come up next to us and goes, "Oh, you might want to increase your cadence." And I said, "I'm actually doing a 30-minute, you know, strength interval." And, oh, okay. He couldn't understand why I was doing it. And I was thinking, it's funny that, you know, you can have a quick glance at someone and go, "Oh, you're doing that wrong." You think, well, you don't really know where you're at in this, you know, what that person's doing in their program. So, but anyway, just grinding those big gears, trying to build strength up so you can, body can absorb what you want to torture it a little bit later. And so once things get high up, get the high end speed increases, you're able to, you got that strength to build on top of that. Also, you know, they're killer sessions, but 40 seconds on, 20 seconds off, they've been doing them for decades. And they still do them in the pro cycling, and there's a reason why, because they work. They're nasty. Everyone hates doing them, but you can do them. So you play around with it like five times, 20 seconds fast, 40 seconds easy. Five times, 30 seconds fast, 30 seconds easy. Five times, 40 seconds fast, 20 seconds easy. You can play around with it. But yeah, they're still not much fun, but they're so good for you too. But yeah. I hope that helps you, but yeah, mix-up sessions are probably going to help you a lot. If you guys have any other questions, nice and simple, cyclesmooth.com. Until next episode. Hooray.